We told people, if you're going to, told people in early spring, late winter, flat out. Now, you put a price on a piece of information like this with everything else we say. If you're planning a family vacation because you've been cooped up and locked up in your house for over a year, do it now. Do it in the next couple months, the next 90 to 120 days. Do it. Don't fucking wait for the fall and the holidays. Do it now. Do it now. And we told people that. You know why? Because we were told by people we trust in the federal apparatus to tell people that. Because they care about people. And they want you to get out and they want you to experience life before these assholes gear back up and do what they do best. And that is put their fucking boot on your neck. Except you heard the opening. We won't play that opening because are we going to listen to these people again? Are you going to listen to these people again? Now, there's some dopes out there who run restaurants and stuff that will listen to them because they're fucking dummies. They don't understand. They don't understand that the whole operation and what has happened since this started in 2020 is to put them out of business. They still can't figure it out. And every time the government restricts them and their ability to make money, they go along with it because they're afraid they're going to lose their business. They don't have the foresight to understand they're going to lose their business anyhow. If they don't lose it from the government, when they start segregating people, and putting them in different categories, you can't come in here if you're unwashed. Your business is toast. You will not survive. You will not survive. Well, you may survive, but you're not going to thrive. As we take a spin around, the breaking news, and I said this was going to be a crazy week. I said that on Sunday into Monday, and I was fucking spot on. It's just an instinctual thing. It's not anything. No previous information or anything like that. It's just kind of a feeling. You know, some of the cosmic tumblers start to line up over last weekend. I said, it's going to be a crazy week. And sure as shit. I mean, CDC is back at it again with their bullshit and their lies. And yesterday was a doozy for them to have to admit that people who have had these jabs are actually spreading coronavirus. We've said that for a long time. Took a lot of heat for it, but that's okay. When you're out front, you have to fucking take a lot of arrows. That's probably a reason why people don't like to be out front. Takes a certain amount of balls. Etc. One thing you should do, is look through this, run everything you hear, whether it's on this show or somewhere else, run everything you hear through a filter of, does this sound like it's really going to benefit me? Or does this sound like it's going to manipulate me? And whenever you see the government going to such extreme measures to get you to do something, historically, it's never benefited you. And I hate to break the news to people, but as a student of world history and someone who's been around in all types of dusty corners of this globe, doing dusty business for your Uncle Sam, etc., and other folks, that type of a statement is not solely isolated for the United States. Historically, when any government presses its subjects, because that's how they see you when it comes down to this stuff, presses its subjects to do something and they advertise that it's going to be fantastic for you, it usually ends up in a fucking disaster. And this government in the United States, a track record. A track record of mayhem and chaos. So you should be looking at things through that filter and use that prism. Does this sound like it's really going to be? Would they really go to this much trouble? Why haven't they ever gone to this much trouble before to protect me and help me? Or what's really going on here? That would be something you should have already been doing. But in case you're not, it's never too late to start to try to unindoctrinate yourself. And look no further than some of the top headlines. Israel approves a third shot. Now, we told you, Israel is the number one domino right now. They need a domino in a scheme. They need a country who's going to lead so other countries can say, oh, it's happening in Israel. And usually what's happened in the last 6 months is Israel does something, and they announce something, and the UK gets on board, and then Australia gets on board. And so, oh, and then it's a domino effect. And then all the dominoes start to fall through Europe, etc. And then the domino chain extends across the pond. And they say, well, they're doing it all over the world. So we have to try to do it here. So Israel has been the first domino. Not surprising, based on their intelligence history, Mossad, etc. And the fact that they very problematic. Very problematic when it comes to operating straightforward. There's always some sleight of hand going on over there. If you know anything about Mossad, Israeli intelligence, this massive manipulation. These guys make the CIA look like the Chuck E. Cheese waitstaff. And then we see in the United States, similar in the United States, although it's not a country, we see these dystopian little trial balloons unveiled in places like California and the big places in New York and California on both coasts. The dope in Chicago, the lightweight, Lori Lightweight in Chicago joins in, and then they use these inside the United States as the dominoes. And California is currently considering drastic actions to curb the Delta variant. You just heard in San Diego and other places. And we reported yesterday in Sacramento, in the state capital, where this lush is. Newsom, we reported on his alcoholism yesterday. And not proudly, by the way. But he was saying that folks who haven't taken these big pharma injections are akin to drunk drivers. And they're endangering everybody. So we pulled out his fucking liquor license. A guy who's made millions selling liquor and plying club goers and winery patrons with alcohol has the gall. And a guy who was rummed up when he was mayor of San Francisco on a liquor binge fucking things up has the gall to call people who say that their body and their choice is not to take injections. They're drunk drivers and they're endangering everybody. Oh, really? How many times have you driven drunk, you fucking rumsickle? Anyway, so they'll roll out things in California. And again, yesterday in Sacramento, in the county where Newsom slicks his hair up every day. State capital. They said, it's the damnedest thing. Places that with a high level of quote unquote vaccinations have a higher level of COVID cases in people with vaccinations, as opposed to places that have fewer vaccinations have obviously. It's not the unvaccinated, in other words. It's the vaccinated that are spreading this around. Then CDC came out and they had to basically admit the same thing yesterday. Because, largely because of what's going on in Singapore and other places in the world, and those health agencies in those countries are reporting accurate results on the number of folks who've had these injections and who are getting coronavirus. And I don't have to tell you guys this. When you sell something as a vaccine, and one of the byproducts or one of the side effects of said vaccine is exactly what you're getting the quote-unquote vaccine for, it's a bad thing. For instance, if you lined up for a polio vaccine and you actually contracted polio, well, I don't know how long your vaccine would be on the market. And this, herein lies the challenge for big pharma and government to try to pretend that this is not happening in the United States while it's happening around the world with human beings who are using the same exact companies, Moderna and Pfizer. But that's okay. It's fucking magic. It's Copperfield. It's David Copperfield. It's fucking Penn and Teller. The numbers are off the charts in other countries who are taking Pfizer and Moderna vaccines of the folks who get their first and second jabs and end up sick. But in the United States, it's magic. It's Vegas fucking magic. The CDC reports about one-tenth of all the other reporting around the globe, different countries. How is that legitimate? Well, of course, it's not legitimate. But California is considering drastic actions because, again, like we told people in February and March on Hotwire, they're going to sell it. They have marching orders. They're going to give you some breathing space during the summer. Hence, go on fucking vacation, Payne said. Take a vacation now because they're going to ramp things back up. And people ask me, how do you know that? Based on what numbers? How can you predict the numbers in the fall or late summer? Are you saying blah, 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 the numbers? How would you be able to read the numbers to know that? And the response was, it's not about numbers. It's about a fucking script. It's about a scheme. They can doctor the numbers any way they want. The numbers right now, we'll talk about it tonight, are very low when it comes to morbidity. Doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter. They do what they want. The numbers right now are low on deaths. Isn't that what should matter? Of course, there's always something to it. You have to think about this. It appears, to me, it appears that they're worried about these quote-unquote breakthrough cases. Folks that have had the jabs who are getting sick. Hence, put the masks back on whether you've been jabbed or not. To me, that's a sign of panic. They're trying to sell it as they're worried about keeping you safe. Bullshit. Bullshit. They're grasping at straws. This thing could spin the fuck out of control. And guess what? Not for the folks. Not for the unwashed. But for the washed. We talked about this months ago that the feds were releasing infected migrants into communities with COVID. What they call migrants, they're really illegal aliens. That's what they are. They come over, the feds say, oh, come on in. Yeah, come on. Oh, it's okay. Our borders are open. Yeah, there's a pandemic, but our borders are wide open. It's not a legitimate pandemic. It's a scamdemic. Come on over. Because no one in the history of the fucking world would have open borders going in or coming out or coming in if there was a real pandemic. They lock the fucking border down like a Ziploc bag. Nobody gets in, nobody gets out until we can figure out what is going on, how we can contain this, etc. Oh, no, not this country. It's fucking Ziploc bag. There's no border. In fact, again, folks come over, they're sick. Oh, we'll bus them. Bus them to another city. Put them on an airplane. Put them on a bus. Oh, how many people are you infecting now? Millions. It's okay. It's cool. We got a real pandemic. Everybody can come in. Anybody can leave. Anybody can come in. Don't even have to be a citizen. Yeah, it's fucking legitimate. Kiss my ass. Got to keep those numbers up. Let's get those folks across the border. Let's get them over here. If they're sick, that's a bonus. Put them on a bus. Put them on a plane. Get those numbers fucking up. These numbers are too low. There's not enough dead people. You think I'm making this up? That's how they think. You think they would have been able to pull any of this off if they didn't literally slaughter all those people in long-term care facilities and nursing homes? No. Sacrifice those people like fucking goats. And the FBI and the Justice Department stand there with their thumbs up there, you know what, saying, no problem. Those people had it coming. They were old. Even the police in Texas are issuing public health warnings about the feds releasing and shipping infected illegal aliens through the country. Even the police are. Now you look at what's going on. The public-private partnership, let's take a quick slide around here. And I don't know what's in the news tonight. I haven't looked at it from the Young Bucks. So we do my own thing. And I just want to cover these things. The flavor now, later in the week, is coercion du jour, leverage du jour. If you want to keep your job, you'll do what we say and go get the jab. Because they have to do this now. They have to coerce people and threaten people. Because just not enough people. They haven't been able to hoodwink enough people. And they're lining up and putting this shit in their bodies. I'm going to talk about something real quick here in a minute. It might be very enlightening to you. Something I've said for a long time. Now it's leaked out. We've got our hands on it. From Pfizer. And it supports what we've been saying here for months. No surprise, because we know what the fuck we're saying to begin with. But Netflix is saying if you don't get these injections, you don't have a job. You have restaurants who are saying the same thing. If you don't get your injections, you can't come in here and eat. Cool. Thank you for telling me that your restaurant is only packed with people who have the injections so I can avoid it. Because the CDC said yesterday what we've been saying for a long time. These people are carriers. They can transfer whatever's been injected into them, the spike protein, blah, 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 and spread this stuff around. Why would I want to go eat with these fucking people? I've already had COVID, so I'm not worried about anything because I've had COVID. So I feel fucking great. And if I get it again, I'm sure be able to deal with it because we know the proper protocol on how to handle it. You know, the same stuff physicians should be telling you and the same therapeutics they should be prescribing you, but they're not allowed because that would cure you and they need you to be sick in order to sell a scamdemic. It's fucking twisted. It's one of the most twisted schemes I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen many. The trouble for these guys, as a sidebar to that, is they're not that slick. They're not that bright. Now, they're sophisticated because they have so many different tenets. They have the media. They have the government. They have the medical. I mean, it's fucking massive. It's a massive machine. However, there are many holes in it because they lack sophistication. So therefore, it's easy to see through a lot of these schemes if you're seasoned. And even if you're not, once they're pointed out to you, say, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Facebook and Google, if you work there, they're going to require, just like all federal jobs, etc. This idiot Kramer on CNBC predicts 100 million people will be sick in the next 2 months. This is the guy who gives stock tips. Philadelphia guy. Total fucking crazy liberal. I mean, he's crazy. Right? You see him on CNBC. Presses fucking buttons and horns go off. That's the guy. That's the guy you want for your broker, right? The guy who hits fucking horns. And steam comes out of a bull's fucking Snout. That's the guy. Yeah. I'd rather buy a stereo from Crazy Eddie. Crazy Eddie Antar. 100 million people will be sick in the U.S. Fuck out of here, Kramer. Kramer's worried about all of his restaurants throughout Philadelphia. He won't be able to open them back up. Get out there and take that vaccine so I can open up my restaurants. It's all about me. He doesn't tell you that, does he? And all of his other businesses. These guys on television, that's just their fucking side gig. They get paid to feed you misinformation, whether it's news, financial, whatever. And then they have all their little side businesses where they make a lot of money. Because they're the chosen Sanhedrin to mislead you on a regular basis. Because no one on TV is on there because they tell the truth. They're on there explicitly because they do a great job of not telling the truth and selling their bullshit. So fuck off, Kramer. You're a dope. go blow your fucking horn, pal. This guy on CNBC, now he's a medical expert. That's how desperate we've got. You'll notice exactly what I said a week ago. Exactly what I said a week ago. Now, I don't know if Punxsutawney Fauci is going to come back out of his hole. But I said after he lost his shit against Rand Paul, they would put him back in mothballs. You'd see him the next day. He did come out the next day briefly. And I said, and he'll be gone. Because his overlords don't like the way the puppet, don't like the way the medical kukla Fran and Ollie responded. He became crazed and unglued. And of course, that's what happens when you're a little tyrant. You get challenged and you can't control the fucking media and you can't control the message and you can't control the questioning. If it's not a kangaroo court, anything could happen, especially if you're a midget. If you're a mental Napoleon and a physical Napoleon, we know guys like this. And you know men and women like this. They have some kind of fucking crazy complex. But I said the next few hours after that happened, they're going to mothball his ass for a while. Now, he might come back. This guy's like whack-a-mole. But you won't see him for a while, and you haven't seen him this week at all. Think about it. This would have been a great week for him. He would have been out there. Yeah, we have to do this. The CDC says put the masks back on. Fauci's just itching to get back in the news. Like, okay, look, pal. Just stand there with your lantern like a fucking lawn jockey. You're on the sidelines from now. You were unhinged on national TV. Take a breather. And they might be putting the, as I said that night, they might be putting the moves together to ease him into the sunset, so to speak. New York City is offering cash for you to take the jabs. Remember what I said about running things through the filter? Is this really good for me? Or are they selling it too hard? These guys always, if you act now, we'll throw in some cash. Oh, that sounds like it's, the government really cares about me. They're bribing me to take. Why? The day after the CDC says, you take this, you can still get sick, and then you can spread it to other people. Oh, you know what? We got to up the ante here in New York. Got to offer people cash. I thought Cuomo said they had enough people who got the injections. No, that's bullshit. They lie about that. It's all kind of problems going on out there, folks. And most of them stem from government lies. And these guys have been caught lying so many times. One of the things I'm proud of is that we've remained steadfast and steady, almost like a flat line. We say something, there's no up, there's no crazy EKG swings. We say something, it's steady. You can almost bank on it. It's not easy to do that. And we've been very fortunate because we have fantastic sources. And however long we end up doing this, as long as we can do that, well, hell, that's a magic act. It's not easily replicated, believe me. I've done it for most of my career, and there's a lot of fucking sweat equity behind the scenes to pull that off. But you put our record up and my record up against anybody else, and it's not even fucking close. Not even close. And the folks who follow us and support us, they understand that. And we are more than appreciative, believe me. The other thing is, I've said this before too. If restaurants want to do that, that's cool. That's your right if you don't want to allow people in. If you want to side with the government, just like law enforcement, if you want to side with the government, you picked your fucking side. What happens, happens. If your restaurant goes under, I don't feel bad for you. You're big boys and big girls. You picked your side. You thought you picked the right side. We'll see when the smoke clears who's on the right side of history. It's a funny thing. The great equalizer here is time. Many of us wish we could fast forward a year ahead and see what happens a year from now. The challenge is, do you have the sand? Do you have the guts to make a stand one way or the other? And that means when things go fucking bad, you got to stand by that too, as your decision as an adult. We'll see how it works. See how it plays out. But don't you think maybe we're on to something here? Won't we predict what happens 6-7 months before it happens? Are we medical geniuses? No. Have we dogged schemes and scoundrels for years, decades? Yeah. It's not complicated. Like I said, these guys are not that sophisticated as far as schematics and strategy, but they are. They are a big fucking machine. And this plays out, folks, in any country you're in now. This just isn't about the United States. I think that's one of the reasons why our numbers are growing in different countries is we lay out the scheme. We lay these things out. We tell people what's happening. The damnedest thing happens exactly like we say.